yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, that's one of the good things about the Lord. Praise God. He don't give up easy. He don't give up easy. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for your prayers. The 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11, the very end of that chapter, Jesus said, Brother Ham quoted part of the scripture last night in prayer meeting, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. That 29th verse right in the middle of it, part of that that we kind of skip over and overlook, but it's been bearing on my mind. Jesus said, learn of me. Let's pray. Help us tonight, God. We can do something that will help your people. We want to glorify your name. God, that somehow your word and your spirit, God, would create fresh appreciation of our relationship with you. Draw us close. Make us strong. Help us to understand and see just where we are in you and what the privileges are. Pray that you'd anoint and strengthen us and help us, God, to bring your word. Give us victory. And everyone say in Jesus' name, you can be seated. God bless you. That entire chapter, Jesus talked to them about a lot of different things. And probably recognized that they were not grasping most of it. It was just kind of, it was some principles that he was laying out and some things that that he was talking to him about. Most of that chapter is in red, and it's Jesus talking, 10th chapter, the same thing. And finally, at the end of that 11th chapter, Jesus kind of laid it out there to them. He recognized, you're never going to get this just by listening to me. This is not something that is imparted in its fullness in seminar fashion or even in parables. Even when Jesus is talking, most of the crowds missed it. Even the disciples would have to stay around and say, Lord, what did you mean by that? And it's not easy for our human minds to comprehend divine principles and divine knowledge. And so Jesus here invited them. He said, come unto me, come unto me. They're right there. They're all right there. But he says, come unto me. Lord, we're right. We can reach out and touch you. We hear what you're saying. But he says that, let me tell you, you can be close to the Lord and still not be inside. You can feel him and not have him. You can hear him and not understand and comprehend what he's really imparting to you. So he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. There is yet a place in me. Move on in closer. And then our scripture, the 29th verse, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. There are some things about the Lord that we only learn after we really, really do yoke up with him and become a part of what he's doing. We understand his mission to Calvary. We understand his burden for the loss. We understand what he came to this earth for. We understand the scope of the gospel, his suffering, his death, his agony on the cross. He says, come get under this yoke with me. Now A yoke is, most of us don't know what a yoke is. I know what a single tree is. I know what a back band and a collar is. I know what a set of hanes are and trace chains. But we never had oxen, and so we never plowed a yoke with a yoke. But a yoke is quite different from a single tree, a double tree. A yoke is rigid, and when you hook up and become a fellow yoke bearer, that's an intimacy. That's a very, very close thing. That you almost share a common heartbeat, because every move of your partner on the other end of the yoke, you feel it. It's very, very, very sensitive, a very common thing that you're connected to. You can almost count the breaths of the one on the other side of the yoke. And you feel the strain, you feel the weight, you feel the load. And Jesus said, here, hook up with me. Hook up with me in this very personal, very intimate way. Let's walk this road together. Let's you and I form a partnership, a connection. Let me be a part of you, and you be a part of me. Really, really get under it and bear up under it and feel it. Take my yoke upon you. He could have said, take my cross upon you. Take my mission, take my purpose, take my very being upon you. There's some responsibilities in accepting that invitation, because there is a load to carry. There is some discipline involved. You give up some independence. You cannot go off on your own. You're not a free spirit any longer. There are some constraints. There are some disciplines. And that's where the word disciple came from. One who is disciplined. And Jesus said, submit, as Brother Ham so well taught this morning. Submit to me. Put your shoulder to the wheel. Take my yoke upon you. And he was not just inviting us to come share part of the load, but Jesus said, when you get in this relationship, when you submit yourself to this responsibility, then you really start learning about Jesus. I just simply, for a little while tonight, just simply want to talk to you about some of the things that I have learned about the Lord since I took His yoke upon me, that I never would have known otherwise. I never would have known by reading books or even by hearing preaching. But by being a fellow yoke bearer with Jesus Christ, amen, there's some things that I have learned that I wouldn't take anything for. It is said that you never know a man until you work with him. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Day after day, carrying the load, you learn something about a person when you are working alongside of him. You learn that he's fair, he's honest, he can be trusted. He will not be unkind to you. He will not be unfair to you. He will not shift the heavy load off on you each time. Brother MacManus used to say, they always made him carry the smutty end of the stump. Well, you learn something about people when you work with them. They carry their share of the load. I remember when I was young, man, I wouldn't want to go to work out there tomorrow. I'm telling you, I just don't feel up to it, but on the pipeline, we had bull hooks and would actually carry saw logs. They had no equipment on those muddy right-of-ways on the pipeline, and they expected little old boys like us to carry those big logs with a set of bull hooks and tongs. And we did. Just go down, hook onto it, and pick it up and walk it off of the right-of-way and put it there. And I would watch sometimes. There would be three sets of us. And I would look and I would see slack in somebody's arm. I didn't like that because somebody has to carry the load. And somebody is shirking their responsibility. Somebody's not doing what they're supposed to do. Of course, we had a little touch of meanness in us, and we knew how to get even with them. You know, on the signal, y'all just drop it, and it just about pull their elbow loose because they're just hanging there. That wasn't very nice. But they were not very nice. They were not carrying their part of the load. But Jesus said, and I have learned. Oh, I have learned since taking His yoke upon me. I have learned that He will carry His load. The old song says, He will carry your load. He will carry your load. With a yoke, amen. If one stumbles and falls, the other one, by nature of the way it's made, amen, one can carry the load and also carry the partner, amen, that can't carry his load. And I'm telling you, since I have accepted the call of God, amen, to take His yoke upon me, not only have I found that His yoke is easy and His burdens are light, hallelujah, but I have found, Brother Jason Trio, hallelujah, I found over and over and over again, hallelujah, that He made us able. Praise God, He took up our slack. Hallelujah, He carried our burdens and our sorrow. Hallelujah, He was always there for us over and over again. Amen, He proved Himself faithful. Never one time have we been disappointed. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you here tonight, if you are a bit hesitant, you are a bit hesitant about really, really committing yourself totally to Him. You're a bit hesitant to totally turn your life over to Him. You can trust Him. Hallelujah. You can trust Him. He is not going to be unfair to you. He is not going to be slack concerning His promises. The Bible says, as some men count slackness, but He is faithful to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The better you serve Him and the more you harness up with Him and become a fellow yoke bearer with Him, the more you understand that He gives His all in our best interest. If you ever wonder about that, why don't you ask Him why He came here in the first place? Just ask Him, why did you leave the portals of glory and came here in the first place? Hallelujah. It's to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't come down to enrich His kingdom. Amen. Someone said He came down here so He would know how human beings live. He didn't have to come down here to know how humans lived. He didn't have to come down here to know our sorrow and to know our struggle. He's God Almighty. He knows everything from the beginning. Hallelujah. He came down here, praise God, to bridge that great gap. Hallelujah. That great gulf between fallen man and God Almighty. Hallelujah. He came here to go to the cross. Don't ever doubt whether God's going to do His part. Hallelujah. He does it all in our best interest. He's never going to mistreat you. Amen. Because your salvation, hallelujah, is His design and His plan and His purpose. Praise God. He's never going to drop the load on you. Amen. And drive you to your knees and destroy you. You never have to worry that you're going to get up one morning and He's gone. Never going to disappoint you. He said, take My yoke upon you and you'll really learn, amen, what kind of Savior I really am. You've heard about Him. You've read about Him. You've heard the stories. You've heard the preaching. Amen. You've heard the Bible lessons. In Sunday school, you learned it. Amen. But oh, brother and sister, praise God. Won't you say, Lord, hallelujah, You're my Lord and my God. Amen. You're the master of my life. I turn myself over to you. I give myself to you. Amen. You can call on me. You can depend on me. Amen. And Jesus says, praise God, you can depend on me. You can call on me. Some of the things that I've learned about the Lord since I took His yoke upon me, He invited me to come and learn of Him. Really learn of Him. Hallelujah. It's been said that until you go through a valley and carry a load, you don't really know that He can carry the load for you. Until you have a problem, you really don't know that Jesus can solve it. Praise God. Some of you have been serving Him for many years. Some of you have been carrying that yoke for many, 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 many years. All the things that you've learned. Hallelujah. Aren't you comfortable with Him? Don't you feel secure with Him? Hallelujah. Don't you feel like you're in good hands with Him? Praise God. Don't you feel protected? Amen. Don't you feel secure? Hallelujah. Never alone. Never, never. The old song says, no, never alone. No, never alone. Amen. I've learned to trust Him. Praise God that I will never be alone. Jesus Himself said it outright. I will never leave you. I will never leave you or forsake you. But I'll be with you all the way even to the end of the world. I will never leave you. Don't be apprehensive about it. Amen. Don't wonder how it's all going to turn out. Praise God. He's going to be right there with us. That's why, praise God, His design and His wisdom, just the way He did it. Amen. He said, if I can go to the earth and offer up my own flesh as a blood sacrifice for the sins of man, and then they will obey my gospel and repent of their sins and be crucified with me, take my name upon them in water baptism so that I can forgive their sins, remit their sins, and wash them clean, then I will be able to come and live within them. Their body will fulfill its purpose in being the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, you ought to feel good tonight to know that someone led you, someone told you and brought you to Jesus, and you came to a place to understand that my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And here I am running all over the world, drinking and cussing and doping and living like the devil, trying to satisfy my soul. And Jesus said, your body is my temple. And someone brought the gospel message to you, hallelujah, that you could repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, and you could be clean. All the meanness and sin and wickedness could be erased out of your life, and then God could just move right in there. Praise God. We need Him that close. I say we need Him that close. That's what Jesus was talking about when He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Open your heart and let me come in. Let me live there. And in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, praise God, He does in fact live within us. The Holy Ghost lives within us. Praise God. You don't have to strain. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be all uptight. He is our righteousness. He is our peace. He is our joy. He is our life. He is our hope. He's our Redeemer. He's our coming King. You don't have to worry about the rapture take place and He forgot about you. Praise God. His Holy Ghost is your resurrection. His own Spirit living within you. The Bible said if that Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in us, then that Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies by that same Spirit that dwells in us. Hallelujah. When the trumpet sounds, amen, my Holy Ghost is going to take this body out of this world. This mortal shall see immortality. This corruptible shall have incorruption. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Resurrection. Don't have to worry about how it's all going to be. Amen. What's going to make it? You don't have to worry about all of that. Praise God. Take His yoke upon you and learn of Him. You learn how meek and lowly He is. Probably some of you remember when your concept of God was, He's tough. Amen. I remember inviting a couple come to church, and they came and they came and they started reading the Bible through with us. And one day he was talking to me. He said, "Brother Majors, I'm over there in the book of Deuteronomy, and God was mean back there." Well, probably in the life of all of us, there was a time when we kind of had that concept. God's mean. He's tough. Don't cut you any slack. He won't let you do nothing. God, He's watching me. God's going to get you. God's going to get you. I never did mind parents when they told their children, "If you don't be good, God's going to get you." And then next time they'd say, "If you don't be good, Brother Major's going to get you." I didn't mind that so bad. But I hated to hear them say, "If you don't be good, the devil's going to get you." And then turn around, "If you don't be good, Brother Major's going to get you." Kids get that all mixed up. All mixed up. Well, let me tell you, God's not out to get you. He's not out to get you. And if you really serve Him, you really start carrying His load. Be a witness for Him in this earth. Be a testimony of His goodness. And when He went away, He said, "I'm leaving with you now. Praise God. I'll carry one side of the yoke. You get the other. Hallelujah. I will empower you. I'll take your burdens. I'll take your cares." Amen. You put a smile on your face and do your part. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes we don't understand what we have in that partnership. We live in beneath our privileges. 53rd chapter of Isaiah said, "He carries our sorrow. He carries our grief. He carries our burdens." Amen. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven." You know, it's almost like, here we go. We're going through this world. We're going through this world, us and Jesus. Are you hooked up with Him? Are you hooked up with Him? If you're not, you ought to be hooked up with Him. You ought to be hooked up with Him in a very, very intimate way. You ought to be hooked up with Him. You'll learn so much about Him. You really will. It's almost as if He says, "Put the heavy load on me and you just smile." Hallelujah. "Put the heavy load on me and you just let your light shine." Praise God. You just glory, hallelujah, everybody. Amen. "Put the burdens, cast your cares upon." You say, that just don't seem fair. Jesus said, "Let's do it that way." He said, "I'll make my yoke easy and my burdens light." You will be surprised. Amen. You'll be surprised. Hallelujah. How light your side becomes when you learn to let Him carry the heavy part. I need to say that again. You'll be surprised how light and joyful living for the Lord is when you learn to let Him carry the heavy part. It won't weigh Him down. Sister Travis sings, "Jesus has broad shoulders." Hallelujah. Jesus has broad shoulders. Amen. You still sing that, Sister Travis? Well, it's still true whether you still sing it or not. Jesus has broad shoulders. His strength is greater than mine. And Jesus said, "Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." We sang that song, "Take your burdens to the Lord and leave Him there." Where did this concept come from? That we're supposed to be the people all burdened down. Find it in the book of Acts? Nope. Not in the book of Acts. They went everywhere preaching the gospel. They went everywhere telling the good news. They went everywhere, the Lord working with them. Hallelujah. "Let your light so shine." Amen. "The joy of the Lord is our strength. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." Hallelujah. Bubbling over with this good Holy Ghost. Talking to people about how good it is. Amen. "I'm a child of God. Oh yes, oh yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my vein." Hallelujah. "I was unworthy, praise God, but I took His yoke upon me, and I have learned these things. I have learned about Him." Amen. Give Him the heavy part and let my light shine. Hallelujah. Give him the burdens. Praise God. And I have the vision. Hallelujah. I have the vision. He takes the burden. He takes the load. Hallelujah. And I say, Jesus is good. Good things are happening. Amen. It's revival. Hallelujah. I turn over the hard cases to him. Amen. And I go out and find somebody that wants to serve the Lord. It is not the will of God that his children or his ministry, amen, be broken down with depression and sadness. Hallelujah. And worn out with care and grief. Hallelujah. But it's the will of God. Praise God that we say, Lord, hallelujah, you take this. Lord, you take this load. Amen. I'm a fellow yoke bearer with the Lord Jesus. And I have learned that he never tires with our shifting the heavy load over on him. And we go on our way rejoicing. You get it? Praise God. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. You say, I hadn't found it that way. Then there's some things about him that you yet need to learn. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Hallelujah. Have you learned some things? Feel like there's still some things to learn? Still some things? Why should I be all broken down with all the heaviness, amen, of this relationship? The load, the heaviness, the grief, amen. When his shoulders, praise God, are broad, hallelujah, and he can make my burdens light if I will learn, amen, to cast my cares upon him. Hallelujah. Brother T.W. Barnes, I heard him one time say, had some problems in the church, some family that was giving him all kind of grief, and he was just walking the floor. God, I'm so upset about this. I'm so grieved about it. Oh, please, God, please. And said the Lord stopped him and said, Tom, I'm going to be up all night anyway. Why don't you just let me carry that? And you go on to bed. Hallelujah. He's already done it. He's already paid the price. He's already carried the load. Read 53rd chapter of Isaiah again. He bore our sorrow. He carried our grief. Amen. He's already carried it. He's already done it. Shift that over on him and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Well, don't you have a lot of problems? Oh, yes, but me and Jesus, praise God, we're hooked up. Me and Jesus, we're yoked up. Me and Jesus, hallelujah, and we're a team. Everybody say, me and Jesus is a team. Oh, what a team. Oh, what a partner. Oh, what a relationship. And oh, what a fellowship. Praise God. Oh, what victory. And it's predictable. Hallelujah. Just stand there. You know how it's going to turn out. He's never going to say, all right, that's enough. That's enough. You've about loaded me up enough. You've brought all these sinners. You brought these wayward children. Amen. You brought all these problems to me. He never says, enough's enough. No. Hallelujah. Never, never, never. It's over and over and over and over again. He said, well, I feel like I failed him. While y'all were singing that tonight, I got a little inspiration. Over and over and over again. You know, Jesus said to one man, how often should I forgive my brother? Seven times? Well, it's a lot. Seven times do I forgive my brother? Jesus said, not seven, but 70 times seven in one day. And Jesus said, as we forgive our brother, so our Heavenly Father forgives us. And only tonight, while y'all were singing that, did I realize that the Lord never gets tired of us coming to him and say, Lord, amen, I failed you. I've been weak. Amen, I hadn't done just like I should have. Hallelujah. Are you going to forgive me again? Are you going to hear me again? Can I come to you again? Can I cast this upon you? Is your blood sufficient? Amen, it's Calvary. Do you have some left? Hallelujah. Do you have some mercy left? Do you have some grace left? Hallelujah. Can I say, Lord, I'm sorry again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 77 times 70 in one day. Praise God. Over and over and over again. He's faithful. He is faithful. Praise God. With our salvation, with our healing, with our problems, with our troubles. Praise God. He says, let me carry them. He said, I'm meek and lowly. He's not mean and harsh. If you still see him as being mean and harsh, praise God, get under the yoke with him. You will learn that he's meek and lowly. Oh, how tender. Oh, how gentle. Oh, how kind. Praise God. Oh, yes, he can stand up against the enemy. He can rebuke the devil. Yes, he can. His name, praise God, strong. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it and are safe. Praise God. He's not a pushover, but also gentle. So easily entreated. A little child can call on him in the middle of the night. A little child wakes up alone, scared. A little child can say, Jesus, are you there? Hallelujah. And feel the tender presence of the Lord watching over them. His angels. Hallelujah. We got a good thing here. Jesus offers us a good thing. Why wouldn't anybody want to do it? Why would you want to hook up with the devil? Amen. Why would you want to hook up with Kelly's? Amen. All their crazy face Mardi Gras. Why would you want to hook up with that? When you can take his yoke upon you and learn, and we're still learning, and there's so much more to learn. And the more you learn, the more you appreciate him, and the more secure you feel. And you get to the place that you know you're safe in his hands, and you know that he's going to come back and get you, and he really does have a place for you. And you know he's going to answer your prayers. You just keep on praying. Amen. But you're not agonizing. Hallelujah. You're not miserable over it. You're not losing your joy, amen, over the fact that your children's not saved. Hallelujah. Shift it over on him and say, hallelujah. Lord, I believe they're going to be. Amen, Lord, I believe they're going to be. Praise God. I've turned it over to the Lord and I have faith in him. He's never failed me. I believe in his faithfulness. I trust him. I trust him. Hallelujah. And this situation, whatever it is, I'm not going to carry it on my own shoulders because he has big shoulders. And he says, let me carry the heavy part. And you go out, hallelujah, and witness to this world what a joy it is to serve the Lord. Don't let them see that long face. Praise God, but let them see the joy that's in your heart and let me carry the faithfulness. I felt a tremendous inspiration just recently. One of the greatest preachers that I know, totally, totally worn out. And I felt impressed of the Lord to tell him, starting right now, stop carrying the heavy load. Turn that over to Jesus. You have the faith and you have the vision. And let Jesus carry the heaviness. Praise God. You'll learn that, amen, by being yoked up with him. Would you stand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to the music, please. I feel so blessed to know the Lord. So fortunate to know the Lord. I'm so fortunate to know the Lord. That old world out there, young people, let me tell you. You have no idea out there. Once you hook up with the world, you start learning. Amen. But once you hook up with Jesus, you start learning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said this is a funeral song. It's not a funeral song. If it is, I'm going to sing it. Hallelujah. I'll sing it at yours if you're not careful. Hallelujah. Hit G. Well, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin grieves to bear. Oh, Lord, what a privilege to share. needless
pains we bear.
Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and the heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn of me. What a privilege, what a privilege. Up with him tonight. Why don't you yoke up with him tonight? Why don't you yoke up with him tonight? Lord, I don't want to be out from under the yoke. Amen. I want to come to you. Hallelujah. I'll take my share of the yoke. Praise God. I want to be hooked up with the Lord. I want to be hooked up with him. I want to be hooked up with him. Amen. I want to learn, and I can only learn this by that intimate relationship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to think just for a moment. Amen. I want you to think just for a moment. Maybe you have been trying to carry too much of the load yourself. Look into your own heart, the misery of your life that's burdened you down. And Jesus said, amen, I'll carry it for you. Cast it on me. Praise God. Get your song back. Get your praise back. Get your whistling back. Hallelujah. Get your smile back. Hallelujah. Glorifying the Lord. Telling people about the goodness of God. Amen. Where'd your burdens go? Don't you have things to be worried about? Yeah, I let Jesus care of that. Because me and Jesus, hallelujah, we're carrying a yoke together. Amen. I've learned. Hallelujah. He'll care of the heavy part. Things that I've learned. Praise God. God bless you. You brothers, bless one another in the name of the Lord. Send folks home with the blessing of the Lord. You sisters, bless one another. Amen. Send your sisters home with the blessings of the Lord upon them. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Appreciate you being here and your attendance to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Jesus' name.